The Vikings as a team made it to the postseason, so let's head to Minnesota and bring in their head coach, Leslie Frazier. Good morning, Leslie. Happy New Year. Great to see you on the program.
Happy New Year to you too, Brian.
Football can be a basic game, so let me ask you the most straightforward question. How do you think your team went from 3 wins last year to the postseason this year?
Brian, I think you can trace it back to the work that our players put into the offseason program and what our coaches did to develop them over the course from April 23rd right through training camp. Our coaches and players bust their tails, man, to really change the culture of our team and to lay a foundation for this 2012 season. And that's really the difference in my mind with this season and why we were able to make the jump that we made.
Hey, Coach, Steve Weich here. Last week you had a play-in game with the Green Bay Packers. You win it, you're in the playoffs. But Adrian Peterson was also chasing Eric Dickerson's record. He was 9 yards short of getting the single-season record. Did you give any thought to giving him one more carry before kicking the game-winning field goal from the 11-yard line?
No, Steve, I really didn't. Our goal was to win the game. We wanted Adrian to get that record, no question about it. Great season for Adrian, an MVP-type season. But at that moment, and Adrian will attest to this as well, our goal as a team was to win the game first. And we were in a position to win it. That was the strategy that needed to be employed at that moment. And that's what we did, and we got the results that we were looking for.
Talking about the results, your quarterback, Christian Ponder, had a big game against Green Bay in that finale. After taking flack for a couple of weeks, you're not putting up big numbers. But if you get into a situation in the playoffs where a team actually slows down Adrian Peterson, do you feel confident that Ponder can deliver the goods?
Well, evidenced by what he did on Sunday against a high-powered Green Bay offense and a very good Green Bay defense, having to match points to a degree. This is a team that had scored 55 points the week before. And for us to go out and score 37, our highest output of the season, a lot of that has to do with Christian. Adrian had another terrific day, no question about it, but Christian made some great throws for us as well. So he's shown that he's capable of making those plays that we need from the quarterback position in critical moments. So, yes, we can get it done if we have to get into that type of ball game.
Now, your offensive line helped Adrian Peterson get more than 2,000 yards, and they've kept Christian Ponder pretty clean, especially the back half of the season. What about the way that unit has played, and also has Matt Khalil delivered on being the 4th overall pick?
Well, our offensive line as a whole, as you mentioned, they've had a terrific season. When you play the style of ball that we play on offense, everybody's giving you all these different looks, a lot of 9-man fronts. You're having to adjust during the ball game because you're seeing some unscouted looks. And our offensive line, they've done a terrific job all year long, along with Jerome Felton, our fullback. I'd be remiss in not mentioning him, who had a Pro Bowl season leading for Adrian as well. And Matt Khalil, Steve, he's been everything we had hoped for when we drafted him in this last draft. He's been terrific. We really think we've solidified that left tackle position for a long, long time. And we look forward to Matt being able to go to a number of Pro Bowls in the future.
Coach, I want to ask you about the rematch with the Packers this weekend in the wild card game. They get Charles Woodson back. You know the history. You know how good of a player he is.
Yes.
But you haven't faced him at all this season. Do you have to game plan any differently knowing he's going to be on the field and plays such a variety of roles for them on defense?
Yeah, it's a little bit tougher, the fact that he hasn't played much of late. He's missed a ton of games. But we have enough tape from a year ago in his history. We know he's a game wrecker. He's one of those guys that you always have to try to account for. We're not sure how they're going to use him, but we know he's going to be a factor in the game, and we got to try to minimize those negative plays that he can create. But he's a great player, and I know they're glad to have him back.
Leslie, just like Adrian Peterson, Aaron Rodgers belongs in the MVP conversation again this year. Defensively, how do you try to slow him down? You were able to outscore him on Sunday.
Yeah, he's a great player. Got excellent receivers. He does so many things in and out of the pocket, especially out of the pocket. We've got to figure out a way to keep him in the pocket, try to get some hits on him and slow him down. But he's a great player.
Let's spend a moment on your relationship with Andy Reid. You spent 4 seasons on his coaching staff in Philadelphia. With all that Andy's been through, do you think he's going to coach next year?
Oh, I'm sure he will, knowing Andy. He's not one of those guys who wants to sit around and watch TV and watch other people perform. So I know he wants to get back in it and coach again, and I'm sure he will. He's a great coach. I owe him a great deal. I have a lot of respect for him. Tremendous leader, tremendous person. And wherever he lands, I know he's going to have success.
Do you have any sense of, without naming a specific team, what the right fit would be for Andy? We know he is an offensive mastermind.
I'm not certain. I just know whatever situation he becomes a part of is going to get better over time. When you think back to what we inherited in Philadelphia when we got there as a staff, I mean, that was not a great situation by any means. And more than likely, wherever he ends up is going to be similar in some ways from a building rebuilding standpoint. And he is a guy who's more than capable of getting that done. I know things went a little bit of a ride the last couple of years there in Philadelphia, but he'll get it turned and he'll get it right. And not only will the organization improve, but everything around that particular team that he's a part of will improve as well. He'll have a major impact from a win-loss standpoint, but he'll help change the culture of that situation that he becomes a part of.
You're having that kind of impact right now in Minnesota, Leslie. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.